Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before we let you know what we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter, we want to give a shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is irishtaxrebates.ie. Great service, isn't it?
They are, and they are the tax agents that you can trust with so many cowboys, not actual cowboys. But dodgy people.
Dodgy companies. Dodgy characters. Some dodgy ones, yeah.
Trying to do the same thing. Irish Tax Rebates is the tax agent that you can trust. It's a Irish owned and it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. So lots of people have used it to get tax back. Tax that they are owed from the tax man. He has too much money. He wants to give it back to us.
He does. And apparently, taxrebates.ie on average is able to reclaim €1,092 on your behalf.
That is the average amount.
Without ripping you off, their charge is 10% plus VAT. So say, for example, if they manage to get
Here's Adrian doing the maths for you now. If
they manage to get a rebate of €1,000, you'll pay €100 plus VAT, which is €123, and they keep you keep the rest.
It's €880.
There you go. Brilliant.
Yeah. That is a great deal.
Yeah, so it really is.
Check out their website, Irish Tax Rebates. They're all on social media as well. And you literally have nothing to lose. You just contact them. If you're not owed any money,
they won't charge you.
They won't charge you. If you are owed money, they get you the money. So there you go.
Yeah. It's a win-win. IrishTaxRebates.ie. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got a message from Eric. And Eric said the following. Do you lads think it is wrong to drive with no insurance? I live in North County Dublin. My neighbour, who I don't want named, was telling me that he drives his kids to school every morning to Skerry's, but he doesn't have insurance on his car because he's out of work for the last 6 months and he can't afford it. He says he has no other way to get the kids to school. He was actually blaming the insurance companies for being too expensive. I think this is going on a lot, but do you not think that it is a disgrace that his kids are being brought to school in an uninsured car? I was disgusted when he told me this. You should highlight this. And that's from a guy called Eric. Now, we spoke to Eric off air, and unfortunately, he's at work all day, so can't take our call. But we spoke to him earlier on, and he was telling us that...
Just be careful.
Okay.
Where he's from.
Yeah, yeah. This man is, they live in Lusk in North County Dublin, and this neighbour drives the kids to Skerry's every day, which is 10 minutes there and 10 minutes back, and then he goes and collects them 10 minutes there and 10 minutes back. So 10, 20, 30, 40 minutes he's driving every day, uninsured. And apparently, now I don't know how true this is, I don't know if I necessarily believe this, but apparently he only drives the car to drop the kids to school and collect them from school. Now, I don't believe probably that he's not using it to go to the supermarket to do the shopping, but he claims that that's the only time he uses the car to drop the kids to school and collect them from school.
Now, straight away, and I'm just looking at some of the comments coming in. To Anthony on straight away, it's wrong to drive with no insurance. I agree. There's public transport that kids can use. Anthony, this is... And I don't mean to be disrespectful for you. You don't have kids, number one. Number two, you don't have kids going to school. And number three, you don't live in rural Ireland or rural Dublin, as far as I know.
Well, now, there is a train in Lusk.
Yeah, but sometimes it's not easy to get kids to school.
No, I agree.
Okay, it's not easy. Yeah. And I don't want anybody coming at this fellow with... Now, by the way, I think he's a scumbag for what he's doing. But I don't want anybody coming at him with shit saying there's public transport, because there isn't always public transport at that time of the morning. So he is doing what he has to do to get his kids to school, okay?
Yeah, he's driving with no insurance.
Yeah, but he's doing what he does to get... No, I don't agree with blaming the insurance company. Okay,
which he is. He's saying that the insurance is too expensive.
I haven't said that. My insurance has gone up in the last three years, which is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone up. It's supposed to be going down. I'm getting older. I'm getting safer driving. And my insurance has gone up. I can understand why people can't afford insurance. So if anybody has a problem about what he's doing, I want to know what the solution is. So there's no point in coming at us just saying, oh, he's scum and he's this and he's that. I want a solution. If you think he's scum, that is fair enough. But what is your solution?
By the way, his kids are 6 and 8. So they're probably too young to just throw onto a train and say, off you go.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that, yeah. But what is the answer? If you think he's scum, fair enough, come on and tell us what his options are. Keep his kids out of school? I mean, it's even very hard to get a school place.
No, it is, yeah. So this man every day drives his children from Lusk to Skerries, which is about a 10, 12-minute journey. And then he obviously drives back home again. And he goes back and collects them and after school and brings them back home again. The kids are, like I said, the kids are aged 6 and 8, so probably a bit too young to be taking public transport. But the question is, well, a lot of people are saying, look, he's doing what he has to do.
Yeah, that would be my opinion as well. And someone made a very valid point, which they were saying, that the kids aren't going to be any less safe because the car is uninsured or insured.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if a crash happens, a crash happens. God forbid, yeah?
Yeah.
So the kids aren't going to be any less safe in the car, whether it's insured.
It almost sounds like you're saying there's nothing wrong with this.
No, if a car crashes, a car crashes. God forbid.
Yeah.
That's irrelevant or irrespective to the fact that it's insurance.
No, not really. If he crashes into somebody else, he's not insured. Forget about the kids in the car. He's not insured to crash to be on our roads. So he's a danger to you and your children because he crashes into you and he has no insurance and you have to go through the drudgery of trying to claim from the insurance bureau or whatever they're called, which takes years.
The MIBI or whatever they're called. But what are his other options to get his kids to school?
Maybe find somebody who does have a car, who does have insurance. I'd love to hear from you. Have you ever driven with no insurance? And if you did, why did you? 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Let's kick off with Jonathan on this.
Good afternoon, boys. Regarding today's topic, no, is this only a reason to nothing with this lad, where he used to pay his insurance and he's just not paying it now, or does he never pay it? Just to clarify that if you can. But if he's just using the car for the school and with no insurance because they're struggling, I don't see a problem with that. Tell the neighbour to mind their own fucking business. As we are aware, and you're not going to like this one, Jeremy, there's plenty of people in this country now driving around on the roads with no tax, no insurance, no anything on their cars, because our state is paying for all, i.e. we are paying for all. Tell the neighbour to mind their own fucking business. If he gets into an accident, they'll deal with it that way. And I'm going to assume he's doing it because he's finding it hard to make ends meet, in which I have nothing but sympathy for the man. Kids have to go to school. Life must go on. Like I said, plenty of other people in this country getting stuff hand over fist for free, especially when it comes to the motor cars and all the rest of it. And yet all these people are struggling like fuck to make ends meet. And that lad is probably just one that fallen between the cracks. So yeah, for the last time, never mind the business, let the man get on with his life. And if there's an accident, he'll deal with it that way. Cheers, boys.
Now, Jonathan's message a moment ago.
He's agreeing with me.
No, he's not. He's doing the exact opposite. If he's only doing the school run, well then so be it. That's exactly what he said.
That's exactly what I said as well.
You didn't say that.
Well, I pretty much said that, yeah.
Oh, so you actually think it's okay for him to drive the kids to school uninsured?
Well, my point was, what other options?
At the start you said he's scum.
No, he is scum for doing, but what other option does he have? Keep the kids out of school?
Walk.
So a 10-minute drive, I don't even know that neck of the
get
woods.
Get a bike.
Well. A 10-minute drive.
Get a bike and get the kids on a bike.
They're old country roads. You couldn't be cycling up those roads.
The roads are all right from Lusk to Skerries. The road's not too bad. Hang on, I'm going to Google this right now. So they live in Lusk, and let me see, they drive to Skerries. So that is that's an 11-minute drive. But if you were cycling, it's a half an hour
on a cold winter's morning.
So be it. It's a half an hour cycle. Get the kids up on bikes.
Adrian, whose kids grew up next door to a school. So.
And weren't they lucky? Weren't they lucky? The point I'm trying to make is it is no longer acceptable to be driving without insurance. And in fact, you're taking a huge risk because the guards now have a system in their cars.
They don't even have to stop you.
They don't even have to stop you. They just type in your reg number and they can tell straight away whether or not you have insurance. Alan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Alan?
Happy Tuesday.
And to you, Alan, how are you getting on? What did you want to say on this?
No, I was just typing in the comment there. It says he can cycle. Like, I know that road. I live out that neck of the woods. And 100% he can cycle. And if the kids are too young or whatever, I know a friend of mine lives on my estate. And he goes out cycling with the kids. But he has the box, you know, the box in the front. And he sticks the two lads in the front of it. And he cycles down to the beach and back. There's no excuse.
So it is doable. As I said,
100% doable.
It's a half an hour cycle from Lusk to Skerries. It's an all right road. I drive it quite a lot as well.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, it's not the greatest of roads, but it's not the worst of roads either. And you think that's the solution? There's no. The argument that I heard from Jeremy a minute ago is, look, if, God forbid, they had a crash, the kids are going to be no worse off because of that crash.
No, but I mean, he won't be insured. So if anything does happen, those kids won't be insured. So if they do need some treatment or anything like that. And just going back to Jeremy's point there, he's saying his insurance has gone up the last 3 years. It's because of people like him.
And I agree. That is part of the problem, Jeremy. It is because of guys like this father that insurance has continued to increase because so many people are continuing to take the chance of driving with no insurance.
Yeah, like when it comes to insurance, we all know insurance is a scam. I worked in insurance for years. Like, it is a scam. It's awful, like, you know, the price of it. But he could easily cycle. That's the solution. And just another thing there, he said he's down and out. I know a friend of mine works for Lidl there in Lusk, and he's saying that they're looking for staff, so we could pop a CV into Lidl in Lusk and he might get a job there.
Not everybody wants to work in Lidl, though, in fairness.
I mean, he's out of work six months.
What's wrong with Lidl?
Like,
they're down and out. Like, Lidl pay bleeding, 14-15 euro per hour starting off.
What's wrong with that for somebody that's not working? No, there's nothing wrong with it, but and I don't know what this man does for a living, but if he's a supposing he's an out of work...
He's out of work 6 months.
Okay, suppose
that's what he's out of work.
Suppose, for argument's sake, he's an out of work
doctor.
No, not a doctor, an accountant. Say, for
no accountant is out of work. Okay. There is no accountant out of work.
Well, whatever his job is, if he's a builder and he's out of work, okay, yeah, well, you wouldn't expect a builder to pack shelves in Lidl or Aldi.
Well, rather than sit at home.
Well, I wouldn't.
So you're telling me that he's better off drawing the 200 and I don't know whatever it is, the 220 euro a week or whatever it's that, rather than going in and stacking some shelves. Like, yeah. It could be perfect for him. He could cycle back to Lusk. He's got a bit of exercise in. He does his 6-7 hours for Lidl or whatever, that's some agreement, and he can cycle back up.
Absolutely. And by the way, Jeremy, there's no builders unemployed at the moment either.
Well, I don't know what job the man does. What I'm saying is there's a lot of professional people, qualified people. I wouldn't take a job stacking shelves because I'm overqualified for it. I didn't go to college to stack shelves.
But like I said,
yep. Stop moaning that the insurance is too high when you can go out
do something about it. Exactly.
Something about it.
And by the way, Jeremy, you're being extremely insulting to people who do work in supermarkets and pack shelves.
No,
you're a patronising prick.
No, I wasn't meaning
you were.
No,
I'm too qualified to pack shelves.
No, I'm just saying
that's implying the people who are packing shelves are useless.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is most people packing shelves in shopping centres and stuff like that wouldn't have college education.
How do you know that?
Because
a lot of them are doing it while they're at college.
I'm saying they haven't qualified. They haven't finished college and got their degree. What I'm saying,
my friend has a degree. He's actually an accountant, and he just says, you know what? He says he just had enough of stress and everything like that, and he's happy in there. And he says,
I know a guy who is an accountant and is now a regional manager for Lidl, and he started as a branch
Lidl.
Manager.
Just making
But the fact of the matter is that this guy could actually do something about it rather than bringing his kids to and from school every day in an uninsured car. I'm amazed at you saying this is okay.
I didn't say it's okay.
And he, what's his name? Is it John, the guy who doesn't work and is always giving out about doesn't get enough benefits? Is this is John now, Jeremy?
You'd be absolutely ripping him.
But does he drive no insurance?
I don't know. But
possibly.
All I'm saying is, and it's a conversation for another day, is I can understand why some people who may be qualified in one field not doing a job. Like, you wouldn't catch a dentist if he lost his job.
No, but dentists don't lose their jobs.
If he did, I'm saying a lot of people would see shelf packing as something that college students do, or people in their
20s. And if that's the position he's in, that's fine, that's his right. But don't moan about the insurance being too high when you can jump on a bike, put the kids in on the bike, and cycle.
1,000,000%.
Like when I was younger, like, you know, my dad, like, you know, he used to play squash or whatever that, and it was, I don't know, 20 miles away or whatever that was, and he used to cycle and he put me on the crossbar and he cycled down with me.
Not a bother. Yep.
Not a bother. Like, I loved it, you know. It was great, like, again, an adventure.
Absolutely. And again, as I said, Jeremy, to be making even excuses for this guy, oh, what out of the way can you get the kids to school? Try and be creative.
Well, sorry, Amanda, who's working with us today, just sent me Google Maps of the road that they'd have to travel on. I would not cycle on that road.
There's nothing wrong with that road. Sure, there isn't.
There's nothing wrong with that road. There's nothing wrong with that road. Does he not know anyone else in the area where his kids are in the same school? And he can say, listen, any chance, I'm down and I only look, any chance you could give me kids a lift to school, like, for a couple of months while I get back up on my feet?
Yep.
And do you think many people turn around and say, no, that's I'm not doing that, you're down and out, good luck to you?
A lot of people just don't want to ask for help, maybe. Maybe that's the issue.
But he'd still drive his kids without insurance.
I'm just saying that particular road does not have a cycle lane on it. It's not well lit. I would not be using that with my kids. That's all I'm saying.
It's a perfectly good road. There's nothing wrong with that road.
Yeah. No, it's not.
I know that road like very well.
Yeah, so do I.
There's loads. When I say there's hundreds of people out cycling on that road, like, I'm not lying, there's literally hundreds of people. Sometimes you get frustrated because you get stuck behind people cycling. Well, I mean, that's it. You just take a time and absolutely. Get around when you can.
Yeah. Stay there for a second, Alan, if you can, please. Jeremy doesn't know what real work is. Talking into a microphone and playing MP3s of the weekend is hardly labour-intensive work. I have to say, I'm disgusted with you for what you said. I know it's a completely different topic, but you were extraordinarily patronising to people who work in supermarkets.
No, I wasn't.
And fill the shelves for you to come and buy your dinner.
No, I actually
wasn't. I'm too qualified for that. That's what you said.
I'm sorry, to John.
Are you going to take that back?
To John, no, I take nothing back. To John,
you're a patronising prick.
To John, who made that point, John, you know absolutely nothing about my life. For 8 years, I worked as a...
donkey's years ago.
It doesn't matter. I know what a hard graft is. We used to work 18-hour shifts in a restaurant before split shifts were banned. I used to work from 10 in the morning right through till the next night, do double shifts and triple shifts as a waiter. I know what a hard graft is, so piss off.
Yeah, but stop talking down your nose about people who work in supermarkets.
He's talking down his nose to me.
Yeah, well, you give it over as well. Let me go to...
Says your man.
What?
You wouldn't work packing shelves. I didn't say anything about it. Yeah, but you wouldn't. The difference between you and me is you think it, I say it. You would not work.
But you're a patronising prick.
Adrian Kennedy.
Keep your thoughts to yourself.
Adrian
Joanna, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joanna?
Hello, I'm good.
Now, Joanna, what did you want to say on this? This man is driving his kids to and from school every day because he has no choice. I'm sorry, uninsured because he has no choice, basically. What do you make of that?
I think that he shouldn't be driving the car with the kids on it because that's really dangerous. You know what I mean? If he had a crash.
As somebody said earlier on, it's no more dangerous really for the children. If he has a crash, he has a crash, whether he's insured or not.
Yeah, but there's other ways of walking. You can help in the morning and walk your kids to school. All the kids nowadays need plenty of exercise, they're too lazy. Do you know what I mean? Sitting there on the phone top of the night, the parents don't even know, and then it should be years ago there'd be people up walking. If there's no food on the table, what would they do? To mind insurance, do you know what I mean? You have to get up on it. And there's plenty of jobs around. Like, he worked at construction, did he?
I don't know what he worked at. We actually don't know.
There's a lot of men working in shops. There's a lot of men working as cleaners. There's plenty of jobs to suit his hours, whatever he wants. But I think get your kids up out of bed, get the breakfast and get them walking to school. They need
I was just looking at the walk. The walk from Lusk to Skerries is nearly 2 hours now. You can't expect kids to walk
I mean, get your kids energetic, you know, or else trying to enable or something to help you out. But I don't think you should be driving the car, you know. It's not paying everybody else, the tree's not paying insurance. Just because he hasn't got a job, You have to get up and look after kids and bring them to school. No matter what way you go, because people walk a mile to walk in school.
I agree with you, but Jeremy and people like him are arguing that, you know, God love him, he's doing his best here. All he does...
Everybody does their best. Everybody's doing their best.
But apparently all he does is drive the kids to school.
The Gold Cup, you know what I mean? Can't be getting a gold medal or a gold cup. You have to get up and a bit of exercise wouldn't kill anybody. But even kids, if it's 2 hours. You should try and get some job, some sort of type of work to suit his hours and go out. Even if it's only 3 hours, at least he'd have something.
And he'd be able to pay for his insurance.
Well, he could set up a budget plan and try to manage what is coming in and what's going out. Do you know what I mean?
No, but Jeremy thinks his father should be praised for taking his kids to school every day.
No, I'd never say that. Don't.
Oh, Jesus, give him a medal, because there's plenty of men do that and women. Do you know what I mean? I do see some women on the bikes and the men, and no little cart behind and in front, and yep, they'd be cycling away with the little kids and that. And you know what I mean?
By the way, those bikes with the trailers in the front of them are $5,000. I saw one of them in the shop there the other day.
They're $5,000?
Yeah, the big side with the things in front of them.
Jesus,
with the big,
that's very expensive.
That's how much.
$5,000?
The one I saw in the shop the other day was $5,000. One of the bikes that has the seats in the front, $5,000.
Would it be cheaper then for him to pay for his insurance then, wouldn't it?
This is not cut and dry situation. That road is a long road for kids to cycle. What age are they? 6 year olds have
six
to
and eight. That's six and eight.
You can't make a child of that age so cycle that long. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're not that far now.
That's ridiculous.
Not at that age. But is there nobody around anybody could help them out? You know what I mean? There should be a little kind of a bus going from there to Skerries, is there? Or Skerries or whatever it is. Should be a little bus for the kids to go, where you say you pay something every week, small little fees, you know, bring them there and back. It's always a big problem. Why he can go out and try and get a bit of water.
Yeah, the 33 and the 33A goes from Lusk through Rush up to Skerries, so it is possible to get public transport if he wants to. He could go with the kids and come home on his own on the bus and then go back and collect them. Yeah, I just don't understand why somebody like this is driving his kids without insurance. I really don't.
No, if he's on the social welfare, why can't the welfare help him out with a bus pass?
I'm sure he probably has one.
Well, he needs to get his kids up now and get them on the bus and get there and back.
And Jeremy, I have to say,
you're bringing them in a car without no insurance.
100%. And Jeremy, you really surprised
me. Everybody else has to pay their insurance. You see these people going around with no insurance and they're getting away with it and they think you won't get caught, but you do get caught and then they're sorry in the end.
I said earlier on, Joanna, that the guards don't even need to stop you anymore to find out that you're not insured. They just type your reg number in and they know on their computer there and then that you're not insured. Yeah. So he really is taking a huge risk. Emma has been in touch.
Hi, guys. Obviously, he shouldn't be driving uninsured, but he's not putting his kids in danger. If he crashes... He crashes. It doesn't mean he's crashed because he's uninsured. He's not driving around with no driver's license. Like, if he crashes, it's just going to be a claim that he doesn't have, that he's going to have to pay outright for. Yeah, then he probably won't be able to drive at all. And he'll get done for driving without insurance. But he's not putting his children in any danger. He's doing what he's doing because we're in tough times. Not everyone can afford everything now. So he still wants to make sure his kids have an education. I don't see the point your man is making saying, but he's driving his kids to school. So fucking what? He's not driving without a driver's license. He knows how to drive. He just can't afford, sure. So yeah, the kids aren't less safe because he's not insured. I think just leave him on, tough times.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Now, Emma's message a moment ago, tough times, his kids are in no extra danger because he's driving without insurance.
Let's see if Adrian has the balls to attack Emma now, because he'll attack me for saying
the fact of the matter is, Jeremy, that...
Spoiler alert, he won't attack her.
If this guy crashed into you with your three kids in the car, you'd be singing a completely different tune.
Yes,
he's not insured. So forget about him and his kids. Think of the other motorists on the road that he risks crashing into every day on the road from Lusk to Skerries.
But as Emma just said, and you ignored the point she was saying, the kids aren't any less in danger.
Aren't in any more danger. No, I agree.
Danger.
But you are with your kids in your car.
No, a crash is a crash, irrelevant. The insurance aspect of a crash is just about the payoff at the end of it. Okay, so that.
What if you need hospital care? If you need an operation? If you're out of work for months on end?
You're not hearing me. A crash, your injuries, whether you crash.
I understand all of that.
Injuries don't care about you.
I'm talking about the other motorists on the road. People like you driving around with your three kids in your car. You would be singing a completely different tune if that prick crashed into you. Completely different. Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Angela.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you, Angela.
Not good, actually.
I can't believe this, Jeremy. I really can't. And okay, his kids might be in danger, but God help him if he crashed into you in the morning, even if your kids aren't in the car, if he rode off your car and that you were injured so much that you can't go into work for a year. Your car is a write-off. You have a pretty new car.
And that's exactly what I just said to him, Angela, that he would be singing a completely different tune. And even if we had a caller on telling that story of being crashed into by this guy, Jeremy would be singing a completely different tune. He would be saying, what a scumbag driving his kids to school.
So
I'm bemused by his attitude today.
And the thing is, it's not like they live out in the middle of rural Ireland, which still wouldn't excuse it. There is a bus there. There are other options for him. But he's choosing not to. And can I just say, don't tell me that he's just dropping the kids to school in the car coming home and that's it.
No, I don't believe that either. I don't believe that either. There's no way. Yeah, there's no way he's not going to the supermarket. There's no way he's carrying big, heavy bags of shopping home from the supermarket when the car is sitting there.
And the thing is, if he does crash, and if he does get caught with no insurance, and if it's bad enough, he can either get locked up or he gets a huge fine and he could be put off the road. So it's like he's taken a massive chance. I know that, driving with no insurance isn't putting the kids in danger. It might be putting the kids in danger, but by Jesus Christ, if anything happens to anyone, don't tell me that they sit there and go, listen, he couldn't afford the insurance, so that's fine. I'll claim off my insurance. No way you'd be livid.
100%. I agree. So what do you say? I mean, this guy who contacted us in the first place, Eric is his name, he contacted us in the first place about this. Should he do something about this?
Report him. Why not?
So the kids will end up with no transport for school.
There's a 33 and a 33A bus, Jeremy.
There is a bus. Jeremy.
Are they at that time? Are they full?
I don't know what the timetable is.
Stop spouting your nonsense. I'll find out now.
Jeremy, get up earlier and bring the kids to school.
Yeah.
That's why he's doing this, is so just that he doesn't have to get his ass out of bed to get them into school early. He's obviously not working. So why not go out and get a bloody job and pay your insurance? This is the whole thing about it. He's been a complete lazy arse, and it's people like this drive insurance up, because when they get caught, it's the insurance companies have to pay out in some way. So your insurance goes up. So when people are moaning about the price of insurance, it's because of people like this that go out driving with no insurance, and insurance companies have to fork out and you're complaining about it. Are you happy with your insurance costs?
No, no, they've gone up three times.
Yes, and, so, and that's because of people like this guy driving his kids uninsured to school every day. And by the way, just as a complete, by the way, there is a 33 or a 33A...
Oh, here we go, timetable.
At least every half hour. At least every half hour.
What, every half an hour.
How difficult is that?
Get up an hour early, you lazy shit, and bring your kids to school. Get another job so that you can afford your insurance and stop putting me at risk. If he crashed into me in the morning, I can't afford to go out and get my car fixed on my own. And people are saying, oh, there's companies out there. You don't get that kind of money back. Same thing happened to me, to cover my medical bills, to cover my car costs. I'd have to do it through my own insurance, which drives mine up. So I get penalized for something that he's doing wrong. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm paying my insurance.
Well, you hear this message that we just got in a moment ago from Rob. Rob says, lads, I hate snitches, but I'm telling you this. I know a Garda who works in Balbriggan Garda Station, and I just texted him to tell this story. He said someone will be waiting for him in the next few days on that road. Now,
oh, there you go. Jesus.
I don't know the precise route that this guy takes, but I assume it's the straight road from Luskow to Skerries. It's the main Ore road. I assume that's the way he travels. So what, the guards in Balbriggan are going to be out looking for him?
Yeah. Why not? Good on them.
So your man will lose his license and the kids will be stuck in the middle of nowhere now, not be able to get anywhere. That's the only...
No, they won't.
They can get the bus or they can cycle.
You've got the best transport system of open Dublin.
Angela, do you drive for a living?
No.
Sorry, you don't?
No.
So you don't have a car?
Yeah, but it's not my living.
Sorry, you do have a car then, so you do drive.
Do you drive for a living?
No, I mean, do you drive? You drive, you have a car. So you don't have to... I always hate when people who drive, who have a car parked outside their door, start rabbiting on about use public transport. Why don't you use public transport? Sell your car.
Because she has a car and she has insurance.
Because I live and I have insurance. And the other thing is, I live in Ennis, in Clare, where the transport system is crap. You're lucky if a bus comes every hour and a half.
Maybe the transport is crap where he lives as well. So
he's in there. No way. There's the bus every half an hour.
It's not as bad as the back arse of Clare. You've just heard me. The 33 or the 33A bus come and go every half hour.
Well, great. Now this show is responsible for ratting to the Gardaí.
I didn't rat to the Gardaí.
Well, it's because of the show that it... Ridiculous.
Stay there for a second, Angela. Our number is 0858252626. let me go to Brian. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Brian?
Not too bad, yourself.
Good, Brian. Thank you. What did you want to say on this?
Basically what that last caller was saying is running the risk of being caught. And if he's caught, you know, the guards can take the car off him. You know, and he's ended up with her.
And Will, listening to that message, I hate snitches, but I'm telling you, I know a guard who works in Balbriggan Garda Station, and I just texted him to tell him this story. He said someone will be waiting for him in the next few days on that road.
I hate snitches, but I just snitched. What the hell?
Yeah, I don't think that. Exactly.
But that's how serious this is.
Yeah, but I mean, to other people that are paying insurance or paying higher premiums as a result of this, you know what I mean? And, that's the thing. You know, if you had an accident with somebody else that is insured, they have to claim off their insurance. That's basically what that last caller was saying. It's against the law, simple as.
And as we said already, and I'll say it again, and this is a warning for anybody who is driving around with no insurance, we now, in the next while, won't need tax discs or insurance discs or NCT discs on the windscreen of our cars.
Not to be all scanned,
because the guards will have all of that information. They just have to type in your reg, and they can tell whether your car is insured or taxed or NCT'd within a split second. So,
they have to do it at a checkpoint anyway. They have to run it. They have a handheld device that they can run the car through anyway.
Yeah, but now they don't even need to pull you in. If you drive past a guard, he just has to type your reg in, bang.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Brian, okay?
Yeah.
What should this father do? How should he, if there's no bus, I mean, Adrian, Mr. Town Timetable here is pulling out timetables. If there is no bus, what should he do?
I don't know. I don't know, but there is a bus, and that's the thing. I mean, it's not like he's in like that last caller in the Arthur Slayer.
No. We don't know if there's a... I don't know what time the kids start...
There's buses at least every half hour. I've just told you. What more do you want? Leave a 7:30 if you have to.
Yeah, exactly. Adjust accordingly.
And the system that the guards have, according to Eddie knows everything, ANPR it's called, the system that the guards now have.
That's right.
So thanks very much for that information, Eddie. I don't know where I'd be without you. Stay there for a second, Brian. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. Linda, why are you angry? What's wrong with you?
Jeremy's wrong with me. I can't believe he's condoning this and making excuses for this arsehole.
Nor can I. I'll be honest with you.
He does it. How is he meant to get his kids to school? Well, how about pay your fucking insurance or move your children's schools? But like, there's some weeks I don't have money for me shopping. Is it okay that I just say, oh, well, I don't have the money this week, I'm sorry, and go in and fleece Dunstores? No. It's against the law to drive without insurance. It's simple.
Now, the argument that I've heard from some, I don't agree with it at all, by the way, but the argument that I've heard from some is that his kids are in no more danger whether he's insured or not insured.
Right, maybe he doesn't give a fuck about his kids, but what about someone he hits and they have a hospital bill or they have a roll-off car that they now can't get their kids to school in? What happens then? Because this dickhead has no fucking insurance. And it's not all about him and his kids. What about me? I pay me insurance every year. Every month I pay me insurance, direct debit. If that dope hits me, what happens to me?
And in fact, somebody just messaged in a moment ago, Jeremy, if he crashes into your car and causes a lot of damage, how would you feel?
Jeremy's gone very quiet there.
Yeah, he has gone very quiet. What are you at, Jeremy?
What if he crashes into you with your kids?
Well, how
do you know he won't?
I don't drive that road. That's why I live on the complete opposite.
Hang on. Come here and tell you something. I drive around Dublin, most of Dublin, all the time. You telling me you don't do gigs or you don't go to Portmarnock or you don't go to Lusk anytime or anywhere? Not even this just one specific man. Anybody that drives without insurance hits you with your family in the car, okay?
God forbid,
Jesus Christ, that one of your kids ends up in hospital and needs an operation. Who's paying for that? Who's paying for your roll-off car? Because it's not him.
Again, as we said, if he crashes into you,
well, hospital care is free.
You wouldn't be able to afford to pay to fix your car.
No.
And you could be waiting years for a claim against this guy. This lovely fella dropping his kids to school.
As I said at the start of this topic, I said I think he's scum, but I also think maybe he's at the stage where he doesn't have an option. That's all I was said.
Why does he not have an option? Right, but why?
That's all I said, because I don't...
Explain to me. How does he not have an option? Tell me.
Because I don't know what his situation is. Maybe...
He's unemployed. We know that. He's unemployed for 6 months.
And he's to get his kids from Lusk to Skerries every day. There's an option straight away. Get a fucking job. Straight away. Get a job. Because I tell you, I go to work at 6 o'clock every morning. I finish at 2 o'clock. I'm sitting outside of school now in my insured car, picking my children up from school. Do I want to be getting up at 5 a.m. to be in work for 6? No, I don't. But guess what? I have to, because I'm not on social welfare and I have bills to bloody pay.
Absolutely.
Could I sit on my ass and drop my kids to school, go back to bed, chill out and watch Netflix and just drive a car with no insurance? Yeah, I could. But guess what? I'm a responsible adult, and it's Egypt like that flu, and he's not the only one around that are causing everybody else grief on the fucking roads.
Linda, stay there for a second, because I want to play this message that came in to us just a minute ago and get your response to this. Have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note.
You want to stop people from driving without insurance, they need to bring the insurance cost down. Right now, we're in an insurance thing to match up with England. So the likes of AXA, all them big companies and all, are all home to England, right? So that's where they all belong. Now, there's 80-odd million people in England, and their insurance is cheap. So when you come across the water here to Ireland, our insurance is sky high because they want to match a population of 80 million on a population of 6 million. So that's why our insurance is high. So hence you're going to get people going out and getting into their cars and driving them without insurance. You know, they're only trying to fucking get by or whatever. They can't afford. In a country, the cost of living has gone to fucking extortionate fucking rates. You know, insurance, asking for over €2,000 for insurance to drive a fucking car. Like, they're even selling insurance now, which I think is wrong. You can insure your car to drive on the road, but it doesn't cover any accidents. So what's the difference between that and driving with no insurance? Like, technically, you're paying a company just to get in and drive behind the wheel of your car, and you could go a whole year without crashing or anything like that. But you're paying them. But the minute you do without insurance, we all know the law comes down on top of you. So bring down insurance rates, and people will get insured. You won't have people complaining about it.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Now, Sean is also annoyed.
Afternoon, lads. How's it going? He shouldn't be on the road. End of story. That's it. Even no insurance, it'd be the same. It's no fucking tax. You're not insured to be on the road. Shouldn't be on the road. People need to stop using the excuse. Oh, but he's bringing his kids to school. Get up and fucking walk. Get the bus. You could fucking carpool. I'm sure if you put in a petition to the school to organise a school bus, they could do something like that. Dropping your kids to school is not a fucking valid excuse for not having insurance. What's he going to do then when his car is taken away from him because he's caught with no insurance? As usual, Jerry, you're a fucking clown. Go on, take it easy.
No, well, that's a statement of fact, actually. Jerry, you're a fucking clown.
I think you all need to listen back to that podcast and hear exactly what I said, because like, you're hearing things that weren't actually said.
But they were said. I heard you say.
No, the first thing I said was he's a scumbag for what he's doing. But has anybody got any options?
Needs must is more or less what you're saying. And Linda, as you can hear, an awful lot of callers saying this is bang out of order. This is totally wrong. He's putting his children at risk. But you don't see it that way at all.
No, but you know, again, that voice knows. I'll have to go in a minute because there's my child out of school. But that caller, the cost of living, everyone's going through it. Stop making excuses. And people on social welfare giving out about the cost of living, don't come at me. Get a fucking job. It's simple. Pay your bills, pay your tax, and live your life. Don't sit on your own and give out about it. And that's all I have to say.
You go on and collect your child. Thanks very much indeed, Linda.
I am in my insured car. I'm just pulling off now, so.
Good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. Let me go to Dean. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dean?
What's the story, lads?
Good, thanks, Dean. What did you want to say on this?
These days, man, insurance just costs more than the car. Like, you know what I mean? Not everybody buys a brand new car at the shop and that. Like, you probably buy a car, man, off some deal and that. Like, you know what I mean? But to get it insured, then it's more money. And to be honest,
that's part of the cost of having a car. End of.
I know. But, like, no one knows anyone's circumstances. The chap probably is looking for a job. You know what I mean? No one knows.
Yeah, no, I'm sure he is looking for a job. But the fact of the matter is, whether we like it or not, Dean, this guy is driving his kids to school every day in a car that is not insured. He's putting his kids at risk. He's putting other motorists at risk. And it's just not right when there are other options available to him.
I understand that, I've never lived in Dublin or anything like that, man. I don't even know from the distance where he lives to the school or anything like that.
It's a 10-minute drive. It's a 10-minute drive. It's a 30-minute cycle.
Well, I can't argue with that. At the end of the day, man, at least he's getting his kids to school. Like, it'd be a different whole reason if he hadn't got kids to school.
The fact of the matter is, yes, this father is getting his children to school every day, but it's the way that he's doing it is the problem. It really is. All right, thanks very much indeed for your call, Dean. Let me squeeze in a few more of your opinions on this. Eddie.
How are you, lads? So, firstly, you were saying there, the walk between them is 2 hours. Why doesn't he move his kids to a closer fucking school? Because I guarantee you now, if he's driving them in a car that's not tax or insured to the school, you fucking bet your bottom dollar when he drives back home and he needs to go back out to the shops or to see a friend or to do any kind of appointment or fucking errand, there's not a hope in hell he's walking past that car going, I'll go on foot. Not a fucking hope in hell. Now, as a neighbour, and you know he's doing that, you just mind your own business. Keep yourself to yourself. Keep your beak out of it. However, I wouldn't like to be the poor unfortunate fucker when he does have an accident, or if he does have an accident and he crashes into you and you have to go and through all that rigmarole of trying to get fucking help or insurance because that fucker ain't got any. yeah, that's when it becomes a whole fucking shit show.
Absolutely, Eddie. Dave is angry with what Jeremy was saying.
Lads, I'm actually shocked that Mr. I know better than everybody else and family planning and cut your cloth to suit your measure is actually defending this guy. There is no reason whatsoever for you to be driving uninsured on the roads. Because what if he causes an accident and a family car is taken off the road from a family who have insurance and then they have to go through the MIBI and wait for fucking years to get money and then they can't get their kids to school? So why are you being sorry for him when he's potentially being a savage prick? Like, you comments there that were saying the DART service goes. Get the DART with your kids in the morning. I'm sure there's buses. Does the school not do a bus? Are there not people in your area with your kids going to the same place? Like, I'm sorry, no, but this idea, especially when you live in Dublin, rural Dublin or not, that you can't get your kids to school unless you drive your car without insurance is a load of bollocks. I live in rural Ireland. I live in the arsehole of Tipperary. And I know people who don't drive, but they manage to get their kids to school. Because there's bus services. Or the people give them a lift and they give them petrol money. I mean, there's very few people in this country that are so destitute that they can't afford 50, 60, 70, 80 euros a month for their insurance. Like, is he working? Is the wife working? I know people on social welfare that can afford their insurance. So this idea that he can't do it and he has to do it for his kids, it's a load of bollocks. He just doesn't want to fucking do it.
All right, and let me squeeze in one final message from Darren.
What is that moron smoking today? People's, your insurance shouldn't be high if you, once you have no endorsements and you're driving a long time. Your insurance should be no more than 500-600 quid. I'm only paying 600 on a GTI Golf, 520 on a Jeep, and then I have a classic car. Classic insurance is only 300 quid. So I'm probably paying less over three insurances than most people are with one insurance. Because, you know why? Because guess what? I'm responsible and clever.
Good man, Darren. You're brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant guy.
Well, you're not that
finally,
you're not that clever. You couldn't turn off the tractor in the background when you were...
Don't give out my name, but I'm telling you now that the last week he'll do...
This is the last week
that he'll be doing that drive. I know of people in that area who are Gardaí, and word is getting around. The car journey is over for him, 100%. No more school drops for... And he actually names the person. I thought we didn't like snitches on this show.
No, we don't.
Snitches are...
Get stitches.
Yeah, apparently. Anyway, to that man, even though this he's possibly not aware of this conversation today, be on your guard if you're driving your kids to school.
It's actually illegal to tip off the guards or to tip off someone that...
I'm tipping them off not to do the same thing again. That's not illegal. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast.
But sorry. Maybe if something good came out of this podcast, it's that he won't do it anymore because the guards...
Maybe so, yeah.
So maybe.
Before we go, a big thank you to Irish Tax Rebates for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. Irish Tax Rebates are the tax agent you can trust, Irish owned, with over 6,000 five-star reviews. If you think you might be due some tax back, claim your tax back today. Visit them at irishtaxrebates.ie. Thank you for listening. Please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each time we upload a new Opinions Matter. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.